New York has been a hive of activity since a certain rural hobby was legalized in 2010. Since then, urban beekeeping has exploded. There are nearly 200 registered hives and potentially another 200 off the books. But some experts say this metropolis may not have enough forage to sustain the number of honeybees. WNYC's Stephen Nesson has this report about New York City's busiest residents.
That's the buzz in Astoria, Queens. And in Fort Greene, Brooklyn. Even the Waldorf Astoria has six hives producing honey for their famed kitchen. And here on the roof of York Prep School on the Upper West Side, beekeeper Andrew Cote peels off the tin top of a hive and pops out one of nine wooden frames. It's covered in agitated honeybees.
They're working. They're attending to their babies.
He turns over the honeycomb-filled frame with elbow-length leather gloves. A cloud of bees hovers around his veiled face. Cote works with the school, teaching students about bees. Satisfied, he gingerly slides the tray back into the hive, like a folder in a file cabinet.
Boom. I put them down, slowly, right to there. And then I brush them away with my thumb.
With hot summer temperatures, Cote's concerned about his bees getting enough water and not overheating. And like everywhere in New York, real estate is also a problem. Since beekeeping was legalized 2 years ago, Cote worries there may be too many hives now and not enough flowers in certain popular neighborhoods. But Cote may be part of the problem too. He tends about 50 hives in the city and sells his hyper-local honey for $20 a pop at local city farmers markets. His honey yields are down about 50% in some locations, like the East Village, Union Square, and Greenpoint in Williamsburg in Brooklyn.
I believe that only so many hot dog vendors may be on a certain corner. So many medallions for taxes are issued. If there are too many of any one thing, it creates a problem.
The city requires beekeepers to register their hives, but doesn't regulate how many are kept in each neighborhood. When there's a bee situation, NYPD officer of 18 years Anthony Planinkas knows what to do. He's also a beekeeper and handles swarms when bees leave the hive. It's not dangerous, but it is a public nuisance. He says there should be one hive per acre of green space, and it is getting pretty tight now.
So what's going to happen is that these bees might turn around, the hives might split, they might swarm, let's say, going towards the east, just in search of more suitable foraging grounds.
In London, where beekeeping was never illegal, experts say too many hives means they're seeing starving bees. Angela Woods is secretary at the London Beekeepers Association and says her city could be a preview of what's coming for New York.
What happens is they don't get enough pollen and nectar. People feed them on syrup, and that's the equivalent of eating hamburgers for 6 months.
Malnourished bees? According to Tim O'Neill, it's not a problem on his block in Fort Greene. O'Neill, an amateur beekeeper, clambers to the third story where he keeps four hives. How does he know his bees are happy? He crouches down and listens.
That buzz you're hearing is within a hertz or two of middle C on a piano.
O'Neill's been keeping bees since junior high in Ohio. He says if his bees are mad, that C will go up to a C sharp.
If you've ever played any kind of instrument, if you've ever been in a choir, you'll notice it. It sounds a little bit crankier than this kind of pleasant middle C buzzing.
O'Neill runs beekeeping workshops on the weekend at the Brooklyn Navy Yard, where he says dozens of hives are thriving.
They're all making honey. We're going to have to harvest to make more space for them, because they're all making honey. And that's a whole bunch of hives in one neighborhood.
While there have been confirmed reports of increased swarms since last year, Planinkas with the NYPD says the majority of swarms he saw were from feral hives, not city beekeepers. But if you do see a swarm, still call 311. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.